Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We are really lucky to be joined by Lawrence Bates, who's with us, the Chief Operating Officer of the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary.
Hello, Lawrence.
Good afternoon. I didn't say good morning then.
Good morning.
I'm living in the past.
You are, aren't you? No, well, I don't know. I was going to say fortunately it's the afternoon, but it is a Sunday, so maybe it's unfortunate because hopefully it's not a working day for most people. But we're very grateful that you've joined us, Lawrence.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me down.
Afternoon. And could you tell us a little bit about the background to the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary?
Absolutely. So we became the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary on April the 1st, 2021. So I think people thought it was an April Fool's joke to start with. But we were deadly serious, of course. And
You were the Isle of Wight Zoo, weren't you?
We were the Isle of Wight Zoo, that's right. So the Isle of Wight Zoo from 1976 all the way through to 2021. But we shifted our name because we were confusing everybody, including ourselves, because we weren't actually operating like a zoo anymore. We were purely rescuing wild animals. And the problem was, when you rescue wild animals, it's quite a hard thing to do because you never know what you're going to get. You never know where it's going to come from. It can often cost quite a lot of money. So you need to get a lot of fundraising and donations. And when we were going out to try and find support to do some of the rescues around the world that we wanted to, the donors were going on our website and seeing that we were called the Isle of Wight Zoo, getting all confused, and we weren't receiving perhaps the funds that we could have done, because a lot of people that support rescue don't necessarily align with the terminology of zoo. And everybody was kind of confused who worked there as well. Are we a zoo? Are we a sanctuary? So we thought, let's jump in with both feet and switch over. And to be honest, we've never looked back.
So that's interesting. And can you tell us, so if you decide to visit the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary, what can you expect to get from your visit? What makes it special?
Wow. Well, it is the animals, of course, at the front and centre of every visit. And we have a tremendous array of different species, from monkeys, lemurs, small things like reptiles, all the way through to your big cats, the tigers, the lions. We've got lynx and servals. And all of these, of course, have come from a rescue background, which means each individual story is very unique, and they all have these most tremendous characters. Because they've come from a rescue background, they're quite used to people, which means, whereas you go to a normal zoo, obviously, the animals can shy away. You might not see them at all. But because owls are quite used to people, they're very confident. So people can expect to see big cats like they've never seen them before. They're right up in front of you, sunbathing, literally yards away. And you can't help but connect with their amazing stories when you see our little Zopper, the tiger, hopping around on her three legs, and Vigo and Cumba, who came from a beast wagon in Spain, but now they're relaxing in the sun. You know, you just sort of connect with them, and they've really got their own personalities. And the more you come, the more you get to understand that and really get to know them. So it's quite a magical experience, really. You feel a bit privileged, if you like, to be let into their world in a way, and get so close to them. And that's sort of the main bit of feedback we get from people who visit. They say they've never experienced anything like it before at any other sort of zoological collection in the UK.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing even more about the animals after this next track.
Do the cats, do the animals, but the cats are supposed to begin with, and then you're going to talk to us a little bit more about the other animals, I'd imagine, as we get into this next part of the conversation. Do they remember the regular visitors? Is it possible?
Yeah, absolutely it's possible. And yes, they do, is the short answer. And quite a lot of our members who come round, particularly at quieter times when, you know, you're sort of on your own or there's a small group there, and the cats absolutely will remember faces and cue off those members and regular visitors. And they'll come down and say hello, for sure. They'll come up to the fence line. They do this amazing chuffing sound, which I'm not about to do for you now, so don't ask me because I can't do it. Other people can, but it's their way of saying hello and greeting people. And actually, we found when we didn't have any visitors come in a few years ago, of course, that certain cats like Vigo and Cumba actually missed those visitors. So they're interesting, you know, and they get to know the characters. And we have photographers who come in all the time, and they'll get the best shots because the big cats will come out to come and say hello. So it really helps them to get some good photography as well. And away from the cats, we have the first animal that will greet you when you come in is little Caesar the Marmoset. Now, he's got an amazing story. He was rescued from someone's front room up in the Midlands, where he was getting fed marshmallows, beans on toast, pancakes, quite literally being loved to death because he was about the size of a football and he should be the size of a tennis ball. So when he came here, we nicknamed him Pudding, affectionately, to start. And he went on his Weight Watchers diet and he's now very fit and healthy. But he loves that interaction. He loves people and he recognises the animal carers and he'll recognise our regulars. And when you come down the ramp into the sanctuary, he comes out and sits atop of his little silver birch tree and chatters away, saying hello. And you're not going mad if you think he's saying hello. Absolutely, they speak to you, as do the spider monkeys next door. They'll make all sorts of squeaks and chatters and noises as you go past. I imagine a lot of it, if we could speak monkey, would be please give me some food, but nevertheless,
like cats,
just like your animals at home. Yeah, absolutely. We work for them, you know, so they tell us what they need. They come and say hello. And if you're doing any work in the area as well, the animals will always come over and just have a little look at what's going on. So, yeah, they get to know you. Absolutely.
And it sounds, of course, like from what you're saying, they're very curious indeed. And I know we're going to, the lion's share, do you see what I did there, of our conversation in a moment is going to be dedicated towards the next initiative that you've got. You've got bears coming the sanctuary. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that in a moment or so after our next track from a local island artist, Lawrence. But I just want to very quickly ask you, people are listening probably right now. You're probably listening at home thinking, this is really curious and I want to go down and visit. The cost is reasonable. Can you just remind us how much it costs an individual or a family to go down? Or do you want us to save that till the end?
We can say at the end, yes, it is. We do a special island rate, so it is reduced for island people to come and have a look around, absolutely, and keep our prices as low as we can for that. But yeah, we can pick that up in the last bit.
Brilliant. Let's do that then, because I think it's really important, actually, that we show people just how great value for money it is, how great value for money it is, how much great value for money it is.
And
everything you're saying right now is making me want to come back already.
And all the money goes to the rescues, even from the cafe as well, because you don't have to visit the sanctuary, of course, to come into the cafe. So you can just come along, have a cup of coffee, which it's lovely coffee, but of course I'm biased. But, it's lovely coffee, delicious food, and all the money in the cafe and the shop that's there as well, all that goes to rescuing the animals as well. It's all paid to the charity. So yeah, absolutely. It's really vital if you know, like animals and want to do something to help save them, do pay us a visit.
And it's entirely totally plant-based now. It's entirely plant-based as well, isn't it, now, the cafe? The
cafe is plant-based, which means we've put some really delicious new dishes on. We've got some nice curries and flatbreads. Mm. You know, we've got homemade cakes that are made from a bakery in Sandown, so very local cakes. So, yeah, it's absolutely delicious food.
Tell us about these amazing bears that we've been wanting to hear about all afternoon.
Yeah, well, I mean, where to begin? It's been an absolute journey. So we started back in May of this year launching a fundraising appeal on the island to rescue two European brown bears called Benji and Baloo, who, as I speak, are stuck in a concrete pit in Azerbaijan.
Oh.
And we've been absolutely overwhelmed by the support of the community on the island. We've raised £150,000 now since the beginning of May, which is just unbelievable. So a huge thank you to everybody who's listening, who's donated and helped us get this far. And we now have the money to build the habitat for these amazing bear brothers so that we can start bringing them over. But the journey doesn't stop there, of course, because we still have to get them from Azerbaijan. And you would not believe how hard that is. They've never rescued any wild animals out of Azerbaijan before. We're the first people to try and do it. So they don't have any vets over there that can do the health checks. They don't have any of the drugs that are needed to do the knockdowns for the health checks. They don't have any crates to put the bears in to transport them. So we're having to fly vets in from Germany to go and do the tests. We're having to ship the results of those tests over to the UK to test them in Edinburgh because they don't have any laboratories in Azerbaijan to do it. We're having to build crates here to ship to Azerbaijan to put bears in to come back. It's an absolute nightmare. And you're trying to coordinate all this, of course, from 2,000 miles away. And with a ministry, which is their sort of government, if you like, that is changes its mind very often, shall we say. So just 3 weeks ago, they refused our vets into the country because they said some of the drugs they were taking with them were illegal. But 4 weeks prior to that, they'd let those drugs through absolutely no problem at all. So they constantly change the goalposts. They change what paperwork we need and change their level of support as well. And the biggest and most devastating thing that's happened during this process, really, is that the ministry withdrew their offer of a free flight for these bears. So they were going to help us rescue them by flying them to Austria, at which point we would put them in a lorry and bring them the rest of the way. And for reasons we don't really know, they turned around and said they're not going to do that anymore, which is crushing, really, for everybody involved because it leaves a £75,000 hole in our fundraising.
And talking of fundraising, how can people support these amazing bears and the zoo in general?
So, yeah, I mean, the best way, if you go straight, if you've got access to the internet, go to our homepage and there's a link there for the bears straight away on the landing page. And you can click through to that and you can donate online or you can pop into the sanctuary and donate. You can, like you say, simply visit us and that money will go towards our rescues. You can adopt our animals. You can become a member and then you can be one of those special people that the animals remember when you come in and they'll come over and say hello. You know, there's lots of ways to get involved or simply pick up the phone and give us a call.
And how much does it cost to visit the animal sanctuary?
Yes, so we touched on this earlier. It's so for island residents, it's just £12 a head. So a family of four is going to be £48. That shows how bad my maths is. And also on top of that, so if you come in for £12 a head, you also get to return for £1 within 7 days. So really, you get two visits for £13. So it is. We try and keep it as cheap as possible, and it is a fantastic day out. And we've got a lot of new animals there now. And the biggest comment we've had this year from people visiting is they can't believe how much it's changed and moved on. So if you're listening and you've not visited for a while because you came maybe 5-10 years ago and didn't like what you saw, we're a different beast now entirely, excuse the pun. We are, everybody who comes is really blown away by how much the place has changed and how good it looks and how happy all the animals are.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Lawrence, to have you in this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. And I would just quickly say as well, regarding the fundraising, good luck, and I hope that you're able to fill that £75,000 hole. You can absolutely make a difference, as you're saying, with regarding adopting an animal. I just looked on your website now by going to wildheartanimalsanctuary.org, and you can adopt a tiger for just over £4 a month, it works out, £50 for the whole year. And that's going to make a huge difference.
Yes.
If a couple of hundred people listening to this right now or on the podcast platform when we upload it later on just did that, that would make such a huge amount of headway towards your goal. So fingers crossed, and I really hope you can come back in to tell us the next time we see you that you've met that fundraising target.
Absolutely. I'll bring a bear with me.
Yeah, bring a bear with you. And I have visited the animal sanctuary, so I can vouch for the fact that it is definitely worth a visit.